Mikolo hay.
Mikolo ny oavy.
Fandaharana vokarin'ny ministeran'ny fanabezam-pirenena ho an'ny kilasy taona fahaenina ka hatramin'ny kilasy famaranana.
Mikolo hay, mikolo ny oavy.
Hello everyone, welcome to this English course for 3rd year students. Today's topic is about narrating, unit 9 of the official program of class 3rd year. More precisely, we will talk about slavery in Africa. So, class 3rd year students, I invite you to listen and participate during the program. When I ask questions, I would like you to answer from where you are. Also, take your pens and copy book to take notes. Enjoy! Start our session. First of all, do you know what to narrate means? That's right. To narrate means to tell. So, to narrate a story, that means to tell a story. A past story or a tale. Did you hear the words I used? I said past story or tale. T-A-L-E. Do you know the difference between these words? What is a true story and what is a tale? Yes, true stories are stories that really happened, but tales are imaginary, like fictions. Can you give examples of tales? Chimbe and Sweet is a tale. La Reine des Neiges is a tale. Misakasintutuz also is a tale. There are many tales. All the cartoons are tales, as they are imaginary stories. Now, let's talk about true stories. As example of true story, let's talk about slavery in Africa. Do you know slavery? It's fanandevozana in Malagas, and its synonym is enslavement, from the verb to enslave. But why are we talking about slavery here? Do you have an idea? Because that really existed in Africa many years ago. Now, I would like you to listen carefully to a short text about slavery. Try to imagine the scene as you are listening. It's not a dictation. I'm going to read it very slowly. Ready? Let's start. While a girl was playing with her brother and her sister, some men came to seize them. Her siblings could flee, but she was captured. The men sold her as a slave. Her owner treated her harshly. She had worked like an animal. She had worked day and night. One day, she was so tired and could not do anything. Very angry, her owner had beaten her and left her on the road. The woman who had found her felt pity of her. This new owner looked upon her as a maid, not a slave. She worked hard all day. She did all chores, but had rest at night. She had learned to read and to write there. Her owner had respected human rights and set her free before the slavery was abolished. Great. Let's try to exploit the text now. First of all, I'm going to give you some sentences about the text, and I would like you to say in what tenses the verbs are. First sentence. While a girl was playing with her brother and her sister, some men came to seize them. I repeat. While a girl was playing with her brother and her sister, some men came to seize them. In what tenses are the verbs? Good. Was playing. It's in the past continuous. And came in the simple past. Next sentence. Listen. Her owner treated her harshly. She had worked like an animal. I repeat. Her owner treated her harshly. She had worked like an animal. In what tenses are these verbs? Right. Treated is in the simple past. It's a regular verb. And had worked is in the past perfect. So, when you narrate a story, you use past tenses. Let's move on to some vocabulary items. Can you say the synonym of treat harshly? That means to treat badly or to ill-treat. To ill-treat. And now, do you know the meaning of abolish? Great. To abolish means to put into an end. So we can say slavery was abolished many years ago. Our program nearly comes to its end, but before that, can you remind me about the verb tenses we can use when we narrate a story or a tale? That's right. We use past tenses like the simple past, the past continuous, or the past perfect tense when we narrate. Time is up. Thank you for your attention. And please, don't forget to cover your mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing. See you next time.
Narai no teo.
Mikul hai.
Mikul niwaf.
Fandaharana fikarany ministeran'ny fanabezam-pirenena ho an'ny klasy taona fahaenina ka hatramin'ny klasy famaranana.
Mikul hai.
Mikul niwaf.